I'm in studio with a fantastic human being. I met Cyril Naicker, I think it was around 2 years ago now, and he is heading up the fashion revolution in South Africa, amongst a bunch of other things. He is one of those people like me, I guess, who does many different things, but does them with absolute passion, and that's why I love chatting to you, and I think that's why we like end up connecting all the time. So welcome to Ocean's Vibe, Cyril. How are you doing today?
Oh, Susanna, I'm doing well, and it's great to be in your company by an equally phenomenal woman.
So thanks
for having me here.
Thank you so much. So I think the reason why I wanted you to come into studio is because a lot of people have heard this buzz kind of term fashion revolution, and
sure.
And some people do know what the fashion revolution is, but some people don't know what the fashion revolution is. And so I thought, let's chat about the fashion revolution.
Sure.
What is it? Where did it come from? And then we can progress from there. So let me let you take that away.
So fashion revolution is pretty much a global movement, and it calls for transparency in the fashion and textile industry. And it really started from the factory collapse in 2013, Rana Plaza in Bangladesh,
yes,
where 1,134 people were killed. And I think, you know, the clothes that we wear on our back is all good and well, but it shouldn't come at the cost of lives.
Absolutely. But what caused that? Because I think, like, it's one thing for people to go, oh, so there was a huge crash in a factory and then it caused the fashion revolution. But what actually caused the crash, and why were those conditions not okay?
So it was actually structural, and it's not okay because, you know, there was no active union. There was nobody fighting for the people that work in the factory. And basically, you know, to be very blunt and to put it very simply, it was basically people treated like slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And they were working for major brands. You know, that we're not holding this factory to accountability. And I think that's really what fashion revolution really is about accountability and
yes.
transparency.
Accountability and transparency. You know, one of their slogans is who made your clothes, you
that's
know?
Right.
And who made my clothes? Do you guys ever think about that? Do you ever stop and kind of go, how did this thing that I'm wearing and enjoying, that's making me feel beautiful,
that's
right. making me feel confident, who actually
made it,
who sat and sewed it before?
Yeah.
So what has the fashion revolution kind of done since that beginning?
Okay, so firstly, you know, we started off, obviously the hashtag was who made my clothes, and it kind of is it's fun and it's quirky, and it really works on social media in the sense that you got to flip the care label and you got to look at the DNA of the garment to
yes.
see where it is manufactured. And then you know that if it's manufactured locally in your country, you know that, okay, that's a great start. And then if you see the other countries where there have been problems in the textile industry, then you know that this should give you a pause moment to be like, something's up here.
Mm.
You know, so it's pretty much, that's what the hashtag is there for. But what the fashion revolution has done globally, because it's a global movement, is it's got a transparency index, which I think is really cool. So for all the social media guys, they can sort of hop online and go onto Instagram and have a look at the Fashion Revolution page, and there they have a citizen action video that you can watch, and it gives you sort of practical things to do in terms of how to contact the people that manufacture our clothes and what to follow from there. You know, so it gives you practical steps. And then in terms of other stuff that's happened is, you know, all across the world, people have taken to fashion revolution and have really started asking brands, where do my clothes come from?
Yes.
Who made it? And how is this made? And what are the people getting paid? So I think it's really an educational thing.
Mm.
And it's something now that can't be ignored.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I think, you know, it's Maya Angelou that says, when you know better, you do better.
Yes.
You know, and that's really, in essence, what it's all about.
That's it. I mean, you can't unknow what you know. Once you learn something, you can't unknow it. You
Absolutely.
Can ignore it.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
you can't unknow it.
Yeah.
And then that's a level of consciousness that you've got to, like, you know, live with for yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're going to ignore it. So it's not only who made my clothes, but where were they made, and under
made.
What circumstances were they made, and
Absolutely.
How were they made?
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things that you and I speak about quite a lot is the fact that the fashion industry is the second most polluting industry in the world, and yeah. and that's the textile and fashion industry. Yeah. Let me correct myself.
Yeah. I know that that's sort of being questioned. That statistic okay. is being questioned, but you know, whether it is the second or whichever it is, but it's still polluting. You know, and that is actually a fundamental problem. And you know, so fashion shouldn't cost the planet.
Yes.
It shouldn't cost people's lives, and it certainly should not be at the cost of human dignity, because I don't think that's really fashion is meant to be practical for one, and it's also meant to be fun, you know. And also, I think it's important to also note that fashion revolution's not about naming and shaming.
Yes.
You know, I think you know there is a moral conduct, you know, in terms of how you treat manufacturers, how you speak to people. So it's not really about sort of having these campaigns that go against brands. That's not what it's all about. It's all about saying, listen, can we do this better? Can we do it better for people? Can we do it better for the environment? And can we do it better for the consumer? Because at the end of the day, you know, it's our movement. So it belongs to all of us as consumers. So I think that's quite also important to note, that it's not really about putting blame on a particular body of people, but it's really sort of saying, can we look at this and can we do this in a better way? Because at the end of the day, there's just this one planet.
Yeah.
You know, all of us have a finite time to be on this earth. And it's kind of like, what is the legacy that each of us will leave behind? You know, and what would we want to be known for?
What would we want to be known for? And I think that that brings us down also to our humanity. You know, surely we are not so selfish that we don't care that our lives impact other lives in a negative way.
For sure.
We would hope.
For sure. And I know that you play in this space a lot, or work in this space a lot in terms of humanity, you know. And it's kind of like, you know, if you, you know, the story that I always like to talk about is, if you really obsessive about gymming and obsessive about eating the right foods, you know, making sure that the right things are going into your body, surely we should look at what goes on our body and 100%. How it goes, you know, and how it's been made. So that's also, you know, that's also part of humanity, because the people that make it, their lives matter.
I mean that's such it's such a good point. You know, people, there's that saying, you are what you eat.
Absolutely.
But eat is consumption, okay?
Yeah.
You are what you consume, and I mean that on all levels.
Sure.
So the music you listen to, the people you engage with, the clothes that you wear, the food that you eat, like, absolutely everything is an energy exchange that makes you who you are at the end of the day.
And, you know, you could get into, I mean, relationships are complicated, you know, and sometimes, you know, there can be a toxic relationship and you've got to walk away from that. And I think similarly with brands, if you pick up that your favorite brand has got a toxic way of dealing with people, and if it's your favorite brand, you have a responsibility to speak up. You know, you can't turn a blind eye. And it is true that they say ignorance is bliss, because if you don't know, that's one thing. But when you come to know about it, and I think that's the beauty of fashion revolution, across the globe, is that it highlights what is happening in the clothing. It's transparent, you know. And I think once you know stuff, then you can sort of look and work out sort of a system that can make things better. And you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but if we do one thing right, and I think for me specifically, it's very important to support local fashion. Support local in our local community, in our town, what is happening. And you know, we're in the Western Cape, and Cape Town is known for its clothing manufacturing hub, you know. And so it's a shame to be having a lot of imported clothing, and I think we need to be looking at our local designers and supporting them as best we can.
100%. I'm so with you on that. And the thing is that now, so more than ever, it's affordable to do that, and we are able to do that. There are so many fantastic South African designers, and that again goes back to consciousness, guys, because it's not only about supporting local, it's not only about knowing where your clothing is made, but it's also about lowering your carbon footprint on this planet, which is also an important part
of it.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure. And I think also, you know, if people want to really hop online, it's fashionrevolution.org, and I think down there is everything everything that you need to know. There's also printable material that everyone can sort of print and just get informed. You know, I think it's the most important thing if we can walk away from today is if the listeners can get informed in terms of what Fashion Revolution is really about and what their heartbeat is. You know, and then I think people will catch the vision and, you know, we need everybody to get on board and
yes.
everyone to do their part.
Absolutely. And you've got such a lovely team here in South Africa.
We do, you know, and look, we've had a team, you know, we've had a great team all along because we've been going from 2014 and I think we're now taking it to the next level and it's a growing team and I think it's going to be stronger and better and we're always looking for great people to join as well.
Yeah, it's really, really fantastic. So if there's one sort of central message that you would like to leave people with, like what would that central message be?
Central message would be, do I need this item of clothing the next time you go shopping? And also to look at what it's made from.
Yes.
I think we should be looking, because we care about the environment, so it should be natural fibers, so cotton, wool, etc. If it's polyester, put it back down. Don't buy it, because polyester is never going to leave this planet, and it becomes a problem. And also, I think you can sort of hold your manufacturers accountable. You can ask brands, you know, there's Twitter, there's Instagram, you know, you can take a picture of the garment and ask the brand who made it, where was it made, if there's no details on it. And I think that's really what it's, in essence, that's what it's about. It's about being educated yourself and then informing your circle of friends that this is how you're going to be shopping in future, this is what you're going to be doing. So I would say take charge.
Take charge. I must ask you on that note, has it made a difference that you have seen, like with big brands like Zara, like Cotton On, like H&M, like these big brands that kind of monopolize women's fashion because they really, really do. Has it made a difference, people posting who made my clothes, and what difference has it made?
That's a brilliant question, and actually it has. It has made a difference from 2014, actually, in the sense that brands, the big brands that you've mentioned, have actually implemented sustainability departments in their in their companies. And that really says something because it never existed before. So can a hashtag make a difference? Can a movement make a difference? The proof's in the pudding, you know, in the sense that these brands are now actually holding themselves accountable. We still have a long way to go because, you know, there's also greenwashing. So one's got a sort of...
What is greenwashing?
Greenwashing is where you use the movement for your good. So you kind of say that we are sustainable.
Yes.
But if you drill down deeper, it was just probably just a press release or a PR statement. But it's not really being sort of sustainable. So that's what greenwashing is. It's kind of like using something and saying that we are, but we're not.
Mm.
You know, so... You know, we have a very interesting era. We're living in an interesting era now where we have the millennials. And I love them. I'm a huge fan of them because they hold brands accountable. Mm. And they ask, you know, and they want to know where are their clothes coming from.
Yeah.
They want to know, is this food sort of good for me? You know, so it's just interesting to read what brands are having to do around the millennial shopper.
Yes.
And I think it's never been an exciting time like now to be on this planet because the consumer is very well informed. And that's a big part of what Fashion Revolution is all about.
Absolutely. So I think a few like little practical things. When you go and buy an item of clothing, look in the label straight away.
Look at the label because that's really the DNA of the garment. So, you know, you can flip the care label to sort of see it's the label that tells you how to wash the garment. But further down from that, you could see where it's manufactured. It'll normally say manufactured in South Africa from imported fabric or made in China or made in South Africa, made in Bangladesh.
What are the ones to watch out for, Cyril? What are the ones that you would say if it's made in that you would kind of go, please go question that?
Yeah, so if it's made in Turkey, if it's made in Bangladesh, because that's where the factory collapse was. And, you know, it doesn't sort of necessarily say also that if it's made in South Africa that it's saying that it's 100% legitimate.
True.
One's also got to do research into which factory did that come from and how
Very
people
true.
Treated in that.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, we had the recent situation in Lesotho where, you know, sort of women are being used for trafficking. You know, so when something says made in Lesotho, one's got to look at that and be like, okay, am I being part part of this movement now.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't want, you know, I think we really need to be well informed, and we really need to pay attention to what's happening in those factories.
Yes.
You know, because it's kind of like a whole lot of people that don't have a voice. And I think we really have the platform to speak. And I say we, as I refer to the consumer.
Yes.
The consumer has the platform to voice their opinion.
Yes, to actually voice their opinion, and that opinion at the end of the day does make a difference. You know, I always liken it to the starfish story. You know, so many
yeah.
people like say, Susanna, why? Why are you so strict with certain things? And like,
yeah.
why do you try so hard? Like, you're just one little person. It's not going to make a difference. And I'm like, well, it's the starfish story, guys.
Yeah.
There's a guy walking on a beach with his wife hand in hand, and they are hundreds and thousands of starfish washed up on the beach, and there's one lowly little guy running back and forth,
yeah,
throwing these starfish back in the ocean.
Yeah.
And the couple looks at him, and because people are walking past him as if he's crazy, and they say, why are you doing this? There's too many. You can't make a difference. And he says, yes, but I can make a difference to this one and to this one and to this one. And it's those tiny little increments of action that end up making a vast difference at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I am going to keep you for a few more minutes, if that's okay, Cyril,
no problem.
Because I want to speak to you about fabrics.
Sure.
Because that's something that's really struck me lately. Like, I'm conscious of a lot of things, but clearly not conscious enough of everything.
Sure.
But actually looking at what your fabric is made out of, and then choosing fabrics that are not fabrics that are recyclable versus fabrics that are not recyclable, reusable, or that will actually fall apart and actually
sure.
biodegrade over time.
Sure.
What are the fabrics that are absolute no-nos?
Definitely polyester. You know, polyester is never going to leave this planet because it's not biodegradable. You know, so, and what happens to that is it ends up in the ocean, and the fish consume it.
Mm.
So we end up eating that fish. You know, so the cycle is just vicious, and it's really
yeah.
horrible. So polyester is something I would really say, if you see something that has polyester in it, stay away from it. You want to go natural fibers. So, you know, yes, hemp is a beautiful product of fabric, and I understand that also price points are sensitive to the consumer. But, you know, retail, our sort of mass retailers have made things affordable, and one can look, you know, you really have to look for clothing carefully. You know, so I shop at retailers, but I look at the care labels, and I really look at what the guy. I look at firstly where it's made,
yes.
and then secondly I look at what is it made from.
Yes.
And if it ticks the two boxes for me, if it's made locally, and if it's made from a natural fiber, as in cotton or wool, then I will most definitely buy it. But also, I will only shop if I absolutely need something. You know, so I think, you know, we really need to sort of reuse our clothing. We need to swap clothing. You know, we need to be inventive, and we also need to look at thrift stores, and we
yes.
need to sort of make secondhand shops sexy again, and sort of go and look, because I think also you want, you know, I know that people want to be an individual, and they all don't want to look the same, so
yes.
it's a good opportunity to think about your wardrobe, you know, sort of edit it down, and I mean, I think those that are not sure about their wardrobe, a good exercise would be is physically go into your wardrobe and start looking at the labels and start sort of seeing how much of natural fibers do you own and how much of synthetic fibers do you have,
yeah.
you know, and sort of then put the synthetic fibers aside and look at the natural fibers, and then sort of see off the two lots, what are you wearing mostly?
Yes.
And also, you know, it's from a practical point of view, natural fibers breathe, so it's healthier for your body. You know, if you have a cotton item on, or you have a wool item on, in summer it's going to keep you cool, in winter it'll keep you insulated. Polyester, you'll just be sweating all through the day.
And it's polyester, nylon, and acrylic, right?
Absolutely.
It's the three. It's
Absolutely.
Not just polyester.
It's not just polyester. And unfortunately, you can't sometimes get away from polyester completely because they use it
in polyester blend.
A blend.
Yeah.
You know, so I know that that's challenging. And, you know, and it comes down to price again, because it's all about, you know, what makes the garment more affordable at the end of the day.
Yes.
So the polyester mix in there is going to, you know, sometimes it's not going to be completely unavoidable, but where possible, you know, just really try to eliminate polyester. That would be my biggest thing that I would say.
Biggest thing. Okay, guys, check out the Fashion Revolution. It is on Instagram. It is on
We're on Instagram. I think Instagram's very, it's huge at the moment. So I would suggest going, and it's active constantly. So have a look at the Instagram page, and they have a Facebook page, and definitely online on the web, fashionrevolution.org.
Fashionrevolution.org. It's so interesting. I mean, we were actually talking about this the other day. Something that you are tired of wearing will be new and spicy for someone else, and
Absolutely.
You might have only worn it a few times. There are so many events and birthdays and things that you end up wearing something to, and then it's that item of clothing that you can't wear too many times because it's so standout. Well, somebody else will look fantastic in it. So swap clothes. I think it's so important. But Cyril, thank you so much for coming on to
Two
Oceans
Susanna.
Vibe.
Yeah.
It was so great having you here. I really love this kind of content that really informs people and empowers them. Guys, remember to check your labels. Polyester, nylon, and acrylic are absolute no-nos.
Yeah.
And figure out who made your clothes. Hashtag, tag the company, get involved. You do make a difference.
Absolutely.